Yo.
It's John.
It's your boy OVO Alf.
It's your boy Schemer. And we back with another episode.
And we back.
Back in the stoop.
Bang-Zilla. Gang. It's been a while. How you guys been?
Grinding. Trying to find another job.
Why?
Because delivery ain't it, man.
Why?
It's not a career, like my boss said. It's not a career.
Why?
I don't know. It's just ass.
So it's just a dead-end job?
Yeah, low-key.
Damn.
Ain't no room for growth.
It's a show or not a grower, then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Once you get that manager position, that's it.
That's it?
You ain't going nowhere else.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear you're trying to find a better job, bro. Hope your search goes well.
I hope so too, man, because this shit is not gangster.
I hope so too, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Let me tell you. Honestly, bro, it's hard to make money nowadays because, like, you can be making a decent amount of money, but the cost of living is so expensive that it's like, you know.
Too much?
Astronomical. But I'm going to segue right into the question I got for you guys today.
All
right,
let's hear it.
So, man, talking about money, you know, what would you do for money? You would do a lot for money. And the topic came up. Let's say you had to go to jail. Let's say you could choose if you went to jail or not, right? Like, they're like, all right, bro, Mr. Beast type challenge, but like for real. You go to jail. For every year you go to jail, you get $1 million. Are you going to jail and for how long?
Give me 5 years.
5 years? And yeah. Why?
5 years means five mil. Mm-hmm. 5 mils brings in houses, cars, and okay. and the honeys.
Okay.
He got the mansion, he got the Ferraris, and he got the bitches.
So yeah. You sacrifice 5 years for 5 mil. Like right now, you're what, 27?
I'm about to be 28, so I'd be out by 33. It's not bad.
With 5 mil coming out, that's pretty valid.
I was thinking about going 10, but
10 is crazy, bro.
That's a little excessive.
What would you do, Alf?
Fuck, I don't know. Like, I know 1 mil is a lot, but it could be more, though.
It could be, but that's 1 mil.
But that's a whole year you're missing.
That is. And, okay, I was having a, because I asked my buddy at work. I was like, how long would you go? He's like, I wouldn't do any. I said, why not? And he said, because that's a year away from everybody. You ain't getting no free time. You ain't getting no PTO. It's like, nigga, you can get all the PTO you want after you're out. Yes, that's a year. That's a year of your life. But, I mean, right now you ain't got no kids. I mean, you might got a girl. You might not got a girl. But, hey, I'm sure she will sacrifice a year of your life for you to have 1 mil.
No, high key, I think 5 years is too much.
5 years is way too much.
I think I would do 3.
I don't know, because I feel like 5 years, like, yes, it's a lot. You're going to miss out on shit, but you're not going to miss out on a whole lot of shit. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
No, you're going to miss out on a whole lot of shit, but, you know, it could be more shit that you're missing out on.
That's true. I think I'd do 2. 1 or 2.
I only say 3 because I see a lot of fucking, especially football players nowadays, like, they fucking claim that their, like, 10 mil, 15 mil contract wasn't enough.
But that's because they all know how to, they be living above their means, though.
High key. But That's why I'm saying, like, fuck, 1 mil, I feel like you can blow through 1 mil pretty easy.
Easy.
2 mil, you know, I think you can still blow through 2 mil easy. 3 mil, I think you can blow through 3 mil, but I feel like you can blow through 1 mil and then make that 2 mil expand the 2 mil. There you go.
I mean, yeah, but...
But fucking...
What are you trying to do, though, bro? Like, you trying to get a mansion and everything, or what?
Personally, me, no.
Yeah. I mean, Eric, that's you, bro.
Me, I would get, like, a fucking... I'd just get, like, kind of like a fatter house.
Yeah.
Fatter house, but, like, a whole-ass mansion, like, built like that, that's worth, like...
The whole 3 mil?
Yeah, the whole 3 mil? Nah. Don't okay. get me wrong. That would be fucking sick, but...
Okay, but also it depends, though. Family or no family. Because if it's just me, yes, I'm going to get a nice house, but I'm not going to get one of those stupid, fat-ass houses.
What do you mean family myself. Or no family?
Like, okay, if I had
that's
a family...
That's your money, bro. That's up to you.
No,
to
no, I know, but that's what I'm saying, though. Like, if I had a family right now...
Yeah.
And... I had that fucking 5 mil, then yeah, then I would get like a, you know, like fuck.
What do you mean if you had five. A family, like a wife and kids?
Or yeah, yeah, like the whole wife and kids and all that bullshit, then yeah, I would get like the fucking big house. Oh, but if it's just me and myself, though, then yeah, I'm gonna still get like a fat house, but like not too fucking fat of a house. Like, you know, I'm like what the fuck am I doing?
Okay, but let's put it in that perspective then. Let's say if you did have a wife and kids, do you do the 5 years and leave your wife and kids for 5 years?
Okay, now see, now that would be different. So at that point, yeah, I'd probably do like 2 at that point.
2 I think that's still a lot.
Right. I mean, yeah, it's still a lot.
Honestly, if the wife and kids, bro, that wouldn't play a factor to me.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
You say, F it, I'm going to leave my kids and wife for 3 years?
Well, because the thing is, look, personally, this is my philosophy.
Okay, let's hear it.
As a father, when I do have kids,
yeah,
you know, I would like to set my kids up with all the opportunities, all the money that I could.
Right.
That I can possibly give them. If I could set my kids up with that, then fuck it. I would do 5 years. But if it was just for me solo, I think 3 years is cool. Mm.
See, I think like a lot of people would be reversed.
Yeah. And I get the whole, like, yeah, because don't get me wrong. I see the Mr. Beast videos. It's like, yeah, I'm missing my family right now. And, like, don't get me wrong, fool. I understand you're missing your family. But it's just at the end of the day, bro, if you wait that little longer, bro, that'll give your family the way more of a longevity.
That's true.
Of freedom, success, you know, fucking... financial stability, whatever it is.
No, you're right.
Yeah. But yeah, if it was just me, though, I would do 3. Easy. Because 3 years, and I was, you know, it was me solo, I would probably just fucking get a... my dream is to have a fucking penthouse on the top. Probably do something like that and call it good.
A penthouse?
Yeah. Because personally, a mansion, I wouldn't... A mansion would be cool, but I don't see the point in a mansion.
Man, I'd probably get a... I want to say like a mansion, but I get a pretty big house in the middle of nowhere.
Mini mansion?
Yeah, like a mini mansion, like somewhere out in like the countryside or something.
See, you know, I've said that before too, but since I've been delivering out in fucking Evanston, Wyoming,
yeah,
and I go out there in the backcountry... I can't, bro. Like it's too lonely. Like you, it's just yourself, and I don't know. I want to have interaction with other people.
I feel it. I get what you're saying.
No, me personally, I don't care about the interaction, but I like the city.
You rather be in the city?
Yeah, I like city life.
Yeah, I like the city life.
I don't, bro.
That's what I basically grew up on.
It's too cluttered.
But then also how I look at it too is when like I'm out there in the fucking mountains, fucking out there, and you know, I look at it, I'm like, damn, these homies can't order fucking pizza. And that like yeah, I know it's fucking dumb, but it's like one like you have one of those days,
you,
bro.
But you know what? It's a dumb idea, but he has a real fucking point though. Because, dude, there are days. Yeah, say what you want of, oh yeah, home cooking is so much better. I love making food at home.
I ain't say that.
No, I'm not saying you, but I'm saying all these
head ass motherfuckers that always say,
yeah, home cooking's the best. Yeah. Don't get me, dog, there's gonna be fucking days you come home from work or whatever, and you're gonna say, man, I don't wanna fucking cook. You know?
Yeah.
You wanna just order a pizza easy. Look what happens. You gotta drive a whole ass hour for a pizza.
That's true. How about like, I wouldn't say cunt. How about mountainside? Like a mountainside house.
So like the houses in Farmington?
Yeah, like the houses in Farmington or like North Ogden where you gotta go up like a little hill or a little bit through the canyon.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, see that'd be a lot better. Yeah,
maybe that's better. But like living in the middle of nowhere, like I understand, you know, that's fucking cool. Privacy. You don't have to deal with no one. You could basically do whatever, but it's like, fuck, dude.
And see, and at the same time, bro, these homies live like 30 minutes to 45 to an hour from the city. And also, how I look at it too is gas. What if you're fucking low on gas? You're going to break down on the fucking middle of the trail?
You can't go home on half a tank.
Yeah, exactly. Like what the fuck you going to do? I don't know.
Come on now, bro. You can't be that unprepared to run out of gas.
I don't know, man. I don't know. That's just the questions I always ask. Okay. Just when I'm there, it's like, it's a pizza, bro. It's really the pizza at the end of the day. I'm like, how the fuck?
You know, no, but see, the thing is, though, the pizza dilemma?
Hard.
But that's for everything, though. That's for everything.
Yeah,
it might sound stupid, but it's like.
Yeah, it's the short, like, easy way to think about it. Like, okay, if you just want something close, it's fucking far.
How far is too far?
From the city? Or just.
No, not even from the city, but from like a.
Look, I'm saying, you know, if like you have. If you have to drive fucking more than 15 minutes to a fast food joint, that's kind of far.
Yeah.
15, I'll give you 20 minutes. Half an hour? That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, because even when I do go to Evanston, when I am in the city, like I'll go up more north. This place called Bear River, the little city.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, there's no gas stations. No fucking gas stations. And I've asked some people that live there, they're like, yeah, so what's the nearest gas station? And they told me 20 minutes away. I said, you're fucking with me just for gas? And I'm like, nah. And then they tell me that they stock up a month of fucking groceries.
Bro's doing interviews in the countryside.
Low key, bro. No, bro, because this is just the shit that goes through my head, bro. I'm like, you guys got no gas stations, no fucking grocery stores. No, they tell me they stock up for a whole month and then.
And then they go shopping again?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I guess you could do that, but I don't know about y'all. But from day to day, I go out and I'm thinking like, damn, you know, I want this specific bag of chips, or I want some fucking candy, or I want a fucking energy drink.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me my nigga has to fucking drive half an hour just to get a punk ass Red Bull? Fuck no.
That's why they stock up. Them Red Bulls ain't gonna go bad.
What happens if one day you're drinking your Red Bulls, right? And you're like, damn, bro, I low-key want a Rockstar. Do you want to change it up? Just
get the variety pack, dog.
Nah, bro.
Get a pack of Red Bulls, a pack of Rockstars, look, a pack of Monster.
What happens with your iced coffee, bro?
What you mean?
What if you want an iced coffee one day? I'm going to make it, bro. Nah, bro. You know it doesn't taste the same.
Nah, I'm going. Let's go.
Imagine you're going to go.
What? Am I going to work?
Huh?
Am I going to work?
No, let's say you're on your day off, but you wanted an iced coffee.
Oh, yeah, I'll go.
See, imagine.
That's fine.
Fuck, man.
Fuck that, dude. Hell no. I'd rather live in the city.
No, because Edmonton's already a small-ass city. Hardly any shit's there. But fuck no. Hell no.
No, you want to do it?
Fuck no.
Nah, give me like a 20-minute... No, 15. Give me like a 15-minute route to like the nearest like town where there's like, you know, a decent population.
See, 15 minutes is cool.
20. Give me 20.
15, 20 cool minutes is cool. 20 is pushing it, but it's cool.
Because if I think about it, like, if I'm thinking about it from my perspective, 15 minutes, I already drive 15 minutes every morning to go to the gym. I'm already going out of my way. If it was 15 minutes the other way around, that'd be fine.
But
another 5 minutes to the route is fine.
Okay, so how about we put it to a perspective?
Okay.
Let's say it's from your house right here.
Yeah.
To Salt Lake.
That's too far.
To go to McDonald's.
That's too far.
Too far?
Yes.
So what is your cutoff? Like from here to...
Here to Layton?
Too far still?
Here, no, here to Layton is fine.
Okay, from here to like Bountiful?
Here to... no, that's too far.
Here to Centerville?
How far is Centerville? Like?
It's like a little past Lagoon.
No, it's too far. Here to Farmington's fine.
Here to Farmington. Yeah.
For a nice coffee?
See, I think here to Farmington is like 20 minutes, right?
Farmington? Yeah, right? Give or take, yeah.
I feel like here to Farmington is fine. It'd be inconvenient, but I mean, it's fine.
It's doable, though.
Yeah, it's doable.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like 15, 20 minutes, but like, fuck, dude. You're pushing 30 minutes?
Yeah,
fuck
no, that's that. Too much. That's too much.
I'd rather be in the city where I could just walk to it.
I'd rather play with my wiener.
Even though I still wouldn't walk to it.
Facts. Okay. But anyways, the average, 3 years. I said 1 to 2. Alfred said 3. Eric said 5. But we're all going.
We're all locked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I mean, for 1 mil, bro, you gotta kind of have to, right?
No, you'd be surprised. A lot of people would not go for a year.
Nah, you would have to, bro. At least I would think you'd have to.
Well, we're saying yes, but a lot of people.
I get it, but it's like, fuck, dude. That's quote unquote life changing money.
Right.
You know. Now, if it was like 100,000 or, you know, 500,000.
Oh, no.
But like a mil, you can do, you know.
I'd do half a year for 500.
1,000?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That was my question. Good answers, guys. Good answers. I'm surprised. No, actually, I wasn't surprised. I thought Eric was going to say, like, 10 or something.
Fuck no, that's too much. You're missing out on a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah, but you're you.
See, but you know, put it this way, though. Let's say you were 18. You wouldn't do the 10 years?
Nah.
You come out 28?
You'd come out this year?
With 10 mil?
Nah.
Nah?
Nah, fucking.
Let's say you graduated high school and you'd be in jail up until this March.
No, bro, because you're missing out. You missed out your whole 20s.
Facts.
See, and that's true, but fuck, dude, you're loaded. Like
You're loaded, but fuck, bro, for what? You missed out on a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah, but you do still have plenty of, you know, not youth, but plenty of younger days.
Facts.
Because you still have your 30s. And I mean 30s, that's when you're coming to the point where like, damn, like you're not that old, but you're not that young either. But you're still like kind of there.
But it's also 10 years of being uncomfortable on the fucking soft ass little skinny mattress that they give you. Cold as fuck.
Cornbread and bologna sandwiches with milk.
Yo.
No, low-key, I think if I was like 18, I would do probably like 6 years.
6 years?
Yeah. Yeah. That's if I was 18. Mm-hmm. But like right now, my age, I would do 3.
I don't know. My day was enough.
Yeah, I feel it.
Damn.
Well, anyways, on to the next. Alfie, what you got for us, bro?
I got something.
You got something.
I got something.
Oh, you got something.
What do I got?
I don't know, but you got it.
Herpes.
I'm not you. I'm not the one that got asked at the party.
Ooh, facts.
Fuck that nigga for saying that shit.
So, talking about music.
Mm-hmm.
It marks 8 years since he's dropped. Your favorite fashion killer dropped a new album this week or last week?
Last week.
Your favorite fashion killer, ASAP Rocker, as Miley Cyrus once called him.
ASAP Rocker.
Dropped a new album.
Yes.
Did you guys have a chance to listen to it?
I did have a chance to listen to
it. I did.
It is called Don't Be Dumb.
I had a chance to listen to it. I listened to it 3 times over.
What did you guys think?
3 times.
What did you guys think? It's been 8 years since Testing came out.
Testing was fucking horrible.
So So Testing was notoriously a terrible album by him.
Yep.
And then he waited 8 years from that. 2026, it finally came out. ASAP Rocker's new album. What do you guys think?
Whose opinion do you want to hear first?
Whoever can go.
Eric.
Mid. Better than Testing, I'll say that. I just thought it was all right. I don't know what I was expecting out of.
Did Rocky. You expect better?
Yes.
Like where are you a big ASAP Rocky fan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I was. Expecting a little bit of like Long Live ASAP, kind of. A little bit of that, and I don't know. I just thought it was mid.
Out of 10, what do you rate it?
6.
Damn. Is 6
there was a few good songs
in there. Is 6 the definition of mid?
It's like right up. Yeah.
Mid-ish. Yeah. 6 out of 10.
Okay. Yeah, because look, there was 3 songs that I fucked with.
3 songs?
I'm gonna go with that. Dude, you hold on. You like 3 songs, but it's a 6?
I was gonna say. Make sense, my nigga. I was gonna say, isn't there like 16 songs or some shit?
Is there?
How many songs?
Let me check. There is. There's a handful. 15, 16, 17. So there's 15 on disc 1 and 2 on disc 2.
See, yeah. There's. So how many is that? 18.
17.
17. See? Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's 17. All
right, then. We're going to drop it down to a 4 then.
A 4 is still kind of crazy. You like 3 songs.
You might as well just say 2 at this point.
You like 3 huh. songs.
How many songs do you have saved?
So look.
Your rating is not making sense, brother.
When it comes down to it, like, doesn't matter if the album was ass or not. If I do like only a certain amount of songs, I'll still have the whole album downloaded.
Okay.
And vice versa. How many songs are you truly bumping?
3 of them. And that's going to be Helicopter.
Helicopter.
Leia. And Whiskey.
Okay. I think those are literally the 3 top songs, but okay.
And that's it, yeah. Like, I wouldn't mind listening to it, but I'm not going to. Put that shit on. If it's on, cool. I won't skip it. But it's not gonna be like, oh yeah, bro, fucking put this song in there. Nah.
Okay. Give it a 4.
Yeah,
a 4.
Okay, 4.
All solid. Right.
What about you, John?
Okay. Let me tell you what I was thinking throughout this whole thing. I always want to go into the albums with an open mind. I don't want to go into it like, okay, is it going to be fire or is it going to be trash? I just want to listen to it. Started off strong. I was like, okay, 8 years. 8 years. This is what we've been waiting for. I'm like, okay, first couple of songs. They pretty good. They're hitting. Man, I got through the first. Let me look at the list of the songs. Because there was Order of Protection. I'm like, okay, he came out strong.
Yeah.
It was good. Helicopter. Okay. I could bump this in the car. I could bump this in the gym. Fire. Store your flow. Okay. He going crazy. He dissing Drake. Stay Here for Life. The Brent Fire ass feature. Fire. It's a chill little song. Playa. Wait. I skipped one. Oh, it's a skit. That's why. Playa. Hi. And then boom. I'm like, whoa. What happened? What happened? I mean, Punk Rocky was cool. It's like, what, I think it was one of the singles. Or one of the ones that came out before the album. It was a single, right? I'm guessing. Literally after like... personally for me, after Playa... Low-key trash, bro. Low-key trash. And I think I got my hopes up because I was going in, like I said, open-minded. And I'm like, okay, the first few songs are fire, bro. So I was like, okay, 8 years would have been worth it if the next few songs were good. Like, how do you flop that bad?
Okay, see, and I listened to it 3 times as well. And I thought the same thing. You know, it was starting off good, and then it got trashed, and I started listening to more and more, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not fucking with this. And I just think that album cover is ass, too.
I think the album cover is hard.
I like that. I love the album cover.
That was actually giving me hope.
Same. But yeah, bro, like, it was really a letdown for me. Especially having to wait 8 years.
Who let you down more, ASAP or Travis?
What do you, Travis and what?
ASAP easily.
Travis Scott and what? The Utopia?
Yeah.
I love Utopia.
No, and Jack Boys too.
Oh, Jack Boys
too? Yeah, I've been Jack Boys, yeah.
If I'm being real, I haven't had to wait that long for Travis Scott. So even if the album was trash.
That's what I'm saying. He's probably going to release something, you know, sooner than later.
And a Jack Boys is kind of like a Dreamville album for Travis. It's like, yeah, it's a Travis album, but it's not really a Travis album. It's a Travis and Friends album.
Travis inspired album.
Yeah. So, yes, obviously ASAP Rocky let me down more because Testing was trash. What was the one before that?
At Long Last ASAP.
At Long Last ASAP?
Yeah.
Okay. It was good. Solid. One classic album. His only classic album. And...
Is that the one with Electric Body?
Yeah.
That one was fire.
So which one are you thinking? Then the Live Long Late Long Live ASAP.
Long Live ASAP is his classic.
Don't Want the Flag. Yeah. That's the one. That's the
classic. That's his only like album that I would repeatedly bump, and I think has stood the test of time.
Yeah, and I'm still bumping that album.
Me too. This album has already aged worse than. I don't know. A lot of people are saying it's gonna age so well, and people are gonna like, you know. Learn to love it, and it changed the game because it's so like experimental. No, it sucks. It sucks, bro.
It sucks.
And it's sad because it's like, I feel like the only good songs besides Stay Here for Life were the bangers, which I don't like when that's the case because I like bangers, but. You know, sometimes when there's like experimental albums, I'm like, okay, I like what they're doing here.
He needed a diss Drake to get the album popping.
And that's the thing. He dissed him in what, like 3 songs? Only one of those were good? Even then, it was all right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Stole Your Flow. I downloaded that song. I have that song. I'm going to bump that song, but I don't know if it's going to age well. It's not great.
Damn.
So which one are you bumping then? Testing or Don't Be Dumb?
Don't Be Dumb.
But that's a tie, bro. Because look, I fucking hate Testing, But No Lie, Praise the Lord is probably one of the best Rocky songs that he's song ever made. That
carried the album.
Yeah, but that's the only... Let me see. I'm going
that
back
is the
on
only
it.
Good song.
That's the only good song on that album, in my opinion. I don't know.
I feel like
when an artist comes...
Fuck him up?
No, I just feel like when an artist comes out with such a good album...
It's hard to top that off,
It's hard to top it. And then if they come out with like some new stuff where they're trying things and it doesn't work out, it just kind of like...
Done? Step out the game?
What is it called? No. I feel like it ruins their discography a little bit. If that makes sense.
That is very true.
Yep.
Because it's like, okay, he could have gone out with one album, that one classic album, and he could have been like, all right, like I'm done. I would have thought he was a better artist than if he dropped the three following albums. Maybe his second album, which I forget what it's called.
His three?
His second album.
At Long Last ASAP.
That one. If he came out with Long Live ASAP, At Long Last ASAP, and then his mixtape, boom, retired, I would have liked him better than I do now. After Testing and Don't Be Dumb.
Yeah, when he released that Long Last ASAP, I thought that one was like alright. I feel like his album before that, the Long Live ASAP, was better.
Wait, At Long Last ASAP?
So, okay.
Is that his album? That's his album, right?
Yeah. So, because you got Live Love ASAP, yeah. Long Live ASAP, and At Long Last
ASAP. Live Love ASAP was the mixtape.
Which one?
Live Love ASAP.
Yeah.
It's a mixtape, right? Yeah, that's the mixtape.
Yeah.
And then his first studio album was Long Live ASAP.
Long Live ASAP.
It's classic. And then the next one.
At Long Last ASAP.
At Long Last ASAP. Solid. The next two albums, you should have just kept them in the vault, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Especially if you're waiting this long.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Like, I think only certain fucking niggas can pull that off, to be honest with you.
Really, though.
Like, I'm not saying they gotta drop a fucking album every year. But, you know, maybe like 3 years is cool. But 8 years, if you're dropping an album, that shit better be a banger.
Yeah, I was so disappointed, bro, because I was a huge fan of ASAP. Like, hella... And then when I found out he was going to drop an album, bro, I was so excited. And this shit came out, I was disappointed.
See, I'm only excited when I know an artist is going to deliver. This is the only time I'm ever excited.
Nigga, you're biased with that shit.
I am biased. No, I am biased because I know what I like and I know what they're going to give me. I know what I like and I know what they're going to give me.
You're right, bro.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, exactly. I'm just fucking waiting, bro. I'm waiting. This nigga's teasing me, but I'm waiting still.
Who?
Nigga's teasing me. Where the fuck is Iceman?
I don't know, but
I'm getting fucking teased.
I'm waiting for it, too. And I'm expecting a real nice comeback. Oh, anyways, a Rocky album, 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10?
Yeah, 5
Damn.
Out of 10.
So 5 out of 10.
Yep.
Damn. So 5 out of 10, 4 out of 10. 8 years did not pay off.
What do you give it?
Personally, fool, I was going to say probably 5. But to be honest, bro, I think I might give it 4.
Why?
Because I was thinking about it. There are some songs that I really fuck with. Like, I do really like some of the songs. But then there are a lot of songs that are really fucking trash. Like, I don't know what it is, but I feel like this nigga wanted to sound like Cardi so bad.
And what?
Huh?
Like, what song?
Let's see. It was one of his, like, rager songs.
There was this one. I don't know which song it
was. Like, it had that distorted-ass beat.
I hate it.
Yeah, that's why. That's the song I'm meaning that he wants to sound like Cardi so bad. I don't remember which one it was. Maybe Shut the Fuck Up?
It was one of the Drake disses, huh? Or no?
I think I don't know.
All I know is one of them, the beat was like so. How would you call it?
It's the distorted beat.
And not even just distorted, kind of like, it's like off beat, bro. Like, yeah. It's awkward. I don't like it.
No, it was bad. Yeah, it was terrible. Bad. And I don't know, I just feel like he tried to sound like Cardi so much. And like, I know you don't like Cardi, bro, but Cardi has that distinct sound to him now. He's the king of that distorted shit. That rager shit.
Still don't like it.
But yeah, no, I thought some songs were like super fire. Like I fuck with Playa hard. Oh, hard ass song.
Playa was hard. It was a good song.
But then there's just songs that are so fucking trash. Like so fucking trash. To the point it's like, damn, why did A$AP Rocky even, you know? And I'm not even the biggest A$AP Rocky fan either. Personally, I like Ferg better. But
respect.
Nah, I think that's an easy like 4 out of 10. That shit was kind of ass. I think Rihanna can drop a better album than him.
Mid, easily.
That's not even a question, bro.
Mid
5. 5-5-4? No, 5-4-4?
Yeah. Damn. He's a rocker.
Yeah. Not worth the 8-year wait. Faux show.
Fuck no.
Nah, I'm
disappointed.
No, my goat is dropping next month. Did you guys listen to the disc 2 track 2? Yes or no?
Yes, I did.
No.
Eric did not. Alfie did. Alfie, what'd you think of it, bro?
It's okay.
All right, bro. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Why? Bro. What do you mean it's okay?
It was okay.
How is it okay?
He sounded a little soft. and that song. Makes it he's reminding me of like Forest Hills Drive Cole.
Yeah, that's really good.
What hell no. I hate that Cole.
So you don't like introspective type J. Cole then?
No.
You like bars.
Yeah, I like K.O.D. Fuck you, Cole.
Oh my God. But even K.O.D. was
K.O.D. in a way was soft.
Literally the only album that just shows like displays like his lyricism is the Off Season. That's the only one.
Hell no, but
yes it is. What are you talking about?
Look, after K.O.D. that's when he started going hard though.
Oh, I guess My Delete Later.
Yeah, Delete Later, Off Season, he started going hard. Yeah,
just those two.
Yeah. I only like those three albums from J. Cole.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, bro. I don't like early Cole. You know,
okay, if you don't like that Cole, then I don't think you're going to like the album.
Who knows? We'll see.
Because, so, if you remember, like, the teaser, where he was, like, had a, what's it called, like, a timeline of the albums he was going to drop?
Yeah.
You remember that? It had, like, you know, K.O.D., the Off Season. And then supposedly it was going to be It's a Boy and then the Fall Off.
Oh.
Right, but he already announced the release of the Fall Off, which is on February 6th. So there's like speculations that he's either going to drop It's a Boy a week before or on his birthday, which is January 28th, which would play like into the It's a Boy thing if it was like talking about his origin type.
Because
it'd be on January 28th, which is his birthday.
Damn.
Birth year, I guess.
Shit.
Birthday.
January 28th. Damn. I don't know
if it's true or not, but
that's what people are saying. We'll see. I'm hoping, bro.
And if he does, I think you will like the mixtape.
I'm hoping.
Because I heard he's dropping a mixtape and an album.
I'm hoping he drops something fire and keeps that long dread Cole energy.
Did you listen to the teaser at the end of the this 2 track 2?
Wasn't it the whole thing? I mean, I listened to the whole thing.
Oh yeah, because there's the... Did you watch the video or did you just listen
to it? Yeah, I watched the video.
Yeah, so at the end, it has like the beginning of another song. And then at the video that he dropped with the guy talking in the back where he's washing his Lamborghini.
Yeah.
And there's like a little snippet of.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So there's kind of like two teasers and one full song.
Damn. Okay.
I'm calling the album of the decade, bro. Already.
Goddamn.
Goddamn. I'm crazy. But
Iceman hasn't dropped yet.
We'll see, bro. We shall see.
I'm calling Iceman album of the decade.
Anyways, this two track two, I guess a 10 out of 10 for me, bro. I might be biased, but
I think it's a 6 out of 10.
Nah, give me a 10 out of 10. You can't name a rapper that has a song written in reverse of his life perspective with the same rhyme scheme throughout the whole song.
Damn.
Didn't Kendrick do that with Damn?
When?
Didn't he?
Not with the same rhyme scheme.
Oh.
Didn't Kendrick do that for Not Like Us?
Alright, bro. Now you're trolling.
Damn. I don't know. I'm hoping it's a good album.
We'll see. Actually, it will be. It will be.
I'm hoping he's not humble.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts, bro.
He doesn't need to be humble.
Who?
J. Cole. Cole?
Yeah, I guess we'll see.
He needs to be the real nigga that he really is.
Yeah.
Damn.
But yeah. Anyways, that's it.
I got a question. It just really popped up.
All right, bring it.
So it just popped up on my Facebook saying 50 Cent faces criticism for saying men who date transgender women are gay.
They are. What do you mean? Why is he getting criticized for that? That's gay.
Because he said it. Because he said it in a derogatory way.
What did he say exactly?
Gay.
I don't know. Like this is a short brief summary right now. It said, a 50 Cent has once again sparked debate across social media. His statement about men dating transgender women has been widely criticized and dismissive and harmful.
How is it harmful?
I don't know. But I'm looking at these comments, and one says, pretty gay.
Pretty gay. I mean, like I said, I'm going to say it again. This is my favorite saying right now, bro. There's no ifs, and buts. If, ands, or buts about it, bro. It's gay.
That is gay.
Okay, what if a transgender boy and a transgender girl are dating? Is that just being straight with extra steps?
Did you see that?
That's straight with extra steps.
Did you see that there was a wedding in New York of a transgender man and a transgender woman getting married?
Yeah, that's being straight, just... Extra with steps. Hella steps. Hella steps.
Damn.
They're living life in hard mode for no reason.
Yo, for no reason.
In hard mode. Damn. No disrespect, but man.
That's all.
That was it?
That was it.
Come on, scheme.
Come on, scheme.
Is that all? Y'all got more? You know you don't got more.
Come on.
That was all, man.
Scheme.
Is that all we got, guys?
Yeah.
Think so?
I guess that's fine, bro. We'll have more for you guys next week, but I feel like...
Yeah, we'll definitely have more for you. We'll do a full episode next week.
That was pretty full. 45 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
That was a good episode. Chilling.
Enjoy the birds. Early birds.
Yup.
Well, yeah, man, that's all we got then. Don't be dumb. Mid ASAP Rocky, stop making music because it's mid again. Drake literally called it.
It was me. That's fucking funny.
And yeah, man, we'll see you on the next episode of the Early Birds Podcast. Peace out.